It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hello there, and welcome to our program. Thanks so much for being here. You can always send me an email message through the Hogue Hospital website. On today's show, we have a very special guest. He is Dr. Christopher M. Duma. He is the medical director of Hogue Hospital and one of the most experienced neurosurgeon specialists in the field of gamma knife radiosurgery and brain tumor surgery as well. He's also involved with exciting research in gene therapy, genetically engineered cells, and vaccines that actually help fight malignant brain tumors. Incredible, but true. Welcome to the show, Dr. Duma.
Thank you very much.
I know you're a little hoarse last night because you're also a soccer coach. And
that's true.
You're involved with immunotherapy for primary brain tumors and the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Now, this is a little bit on the experimental side, and I guess it involves a patient taking shots to avoid or prevent the advancement of brain tumors. Now, can you tell us about some of the progress you're seeing and maybe give us, you know, like an example of someone you've treated who's benefited from this therapy?
Right. Well, I think, you know, the importance of doing more for these types of brain tumors is highlighted by, you know, Ted Kennedy's, being in the news recently, and you can tell that it's a very important problem that we're having with these tumors right now.
Yes.
You know, Ted Kennedy had about a good 14 months of life and survival after this, his diagnosis, and that's just not acceptable in the, you know, 21st century. And what we've done is we've moved ahead and moved on to more interesting ways of treating these tumors. In particular, we're doing something called immunotherapy, mm-hmm. where we're actually using the patient's own immune system to fight against the tumor. You know, historically, we've used chemotherapy, we've used radiation treatments, and now we're getting into more of a biologic methods of treating these tumors.
Boy, that's thrilling.
In particular, here at Hogue, what we're doing is we're taking the patient's own white blood cells,
mm-hmm.
Taking a sample of them, and we're supercharging them. We're making them very activated white blood cells.
Right.
And then we're re-injecting those white blood cells right into the tumor bed cavity.
So they themselves can fight the tumor.
Exactly. And what their job is to seek and destroy.
Wow.
So what they do is they get into the brain tumor cavity that after another surgery, and they look and they seek out the abnormal tumor cells,
mm-hmm.
and they destroy them. And the one novel thing about white blood cells is that they remember what they've eaten up.
Incredible.
And then they bring it to lymph nodes and they propagate, and you become what we call immune to your own tumor cells. So that's the essence of immunotherapy.
So if you had Ted Kennedy as a patient today, you would start him immediately, say this was 14 months ago, start him immediately on immunotherapy, and what kinds of results could you see in the best possible scenario?
Well, I mean, in our own immunotherapy program, our median survivals are a good 50% longer than the median survivals that are reported for the best chemotherapy and radiation therapy. For example, if you get diagnosed with this disease, the same one that Ted Kennedy has, the best median survival is about 17 months.
Mm-hmm.
When we use immunotherapy and another technique that I've developed called gamma knife leading edge radiation treatment,
mm-hmm.
We have survivals in the 23 to 25 month range, and we have 30% 3-year survivals, which is uncanny for this tumor.
And I would think that the quality of life would also be better because you're not using chemotherapy.
That's true. That's exactly right. Although the chemotherapy agents that we're using today for the brain are actually very well tolerated,
mm-hmm.
It is a better to give a number of treatments as opposed to one toxic treatment, a number of treatments that take care of different aspects of tumor growth, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, now, is this also related to, or is it the same thing as gene therapy and genetically engineered cell therapy?
Well, you know, that's actually a little bit more in the future, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
The nearest we come to that is where we take out a patient's own tumor and develop antibodies toward it.
Wow.
So in other words, you take their own tumor and you take some other white blood cells and develop directed antibodies to the tumor itself, and then you can inject it like a vaccine. So you can inject it into the arm of a patient, for example. Mm-hmm. And what you have here is white blood cells that are have also memorized the actual antigens on the tumor cells themselves. You know, gene therapy or manipulating genes is still pretty much in the future for brain tumors.
When you say future, are you talking 5, 10, 15 years out?
No, not at all. I think we're talking a year, 2 years out, where we'll actually be able to make genetic changes within the cells so that they can, you know, self-destruct.
This is just phenomenal news.
Yeah. And, you know, certainly, I believe Ted Kennedy did get a vaccine of his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kept fairly secret, fairly quiet.
Right.
You know, but clearly the results that they achieved were not what they were looking for.
Right.
The way we're doing things at Hoge is still even a little different there, where we're determining the pathways where these tumors actually migrate. Think of the brain tumor as being mobile. It actually moves through the brain.
Mm-hmm.
These cells, you know, they're like amoebas. And you look at the tumor as having a million amoebas where they're actually crawling through the brain.
I see.
Well, they crawl down certain pathways, and we're able to predict those pathways. And what we do at Hoge is we actually deliver a high dose of radiation in one shot down those pathways. And that is a patented technology that we call leading-edge gamma knife radiosurgery.
Well,
so that combined with immunotherapy, those are our most successful patients.
Okay, so you do them in conjunction with each other often.
That's right.
Because
that's
I do correct. Have a patient, well, not a patient, a listener from Hacienda Heights. His name is Sal, and he says, Dr. Duma, what is a gamma knife, and when would a surgeon use one on a patient?
Sure. Well, you're all familiar with radiation therapy,
mm-hmm.
where radiation is used in fractions. You might get 36 treatments or 30 treatments. Well, gamma knife is a one-shot radiation, high-dose, single-shot.
Okay.
Where we're actually targeting, in this case, with malignant brain tumors that start in the brain, we're targeting just the pathways where they're actually growing to literally cut them off at the pass,
mm-hmm.
so that they can't migrate through the brain, which is where we lose control of them. For a brain metastasis, for example, like breast cancer or lung cancer that gets to the brain, we shoot directly at the tumor, and the tumor, you know, usually disappears or decreases in size in about 95% of patients.
Wow.
So gamma knife is a one-day treatment with focused radiation, and you can look that up on the Hoge website or on my own website, cduma.com.
Okay. Fair enough. Does this also prevent the recurrence of tumors?
Well, that's really the goal. I mean, for the tumors that start in the brain, like Ted Kennedy's, I hate to keep bringing that up, but people really understand that tumor now because of
sure.
the public interest. With tumors like that, the whole goal is to prevent it from wending its way through the brain. So what we're doing is preventing its growth through the brain. The concept of immunotherapy is truly prevention, because when you become immune to your own tumor, then if the tumor starts to sprout again,
mm-hmm.
your own body should be able to actually, you know, eat up the tumor cells and destroy them.
Boy, it would be a beautiful thing if that were the case, and it sounds like we're heading in that direction. Fantastic news, Dr. Duma.
Yeah, we do have patients at Hoge that are out 4.5, 5 years with the same diagnosis, and we're extremely excited about it.
I can only imagine to be a patient in this day and age, so different than 20 years ago.
That's true.
What 20 years ago, what if you were diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor, what were your chances of survival for the next 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah, it was about anybody would say between 3 and 9 months survival for the type of tumor. But if you think about it, we're not doing that much better with conventional therapies today. So that's why we at Hoge are branching out to the more experimental approaches and the more modern approaches that we've developed. And we're taking 9-month survivals and moving them to 25 and 30-month survivals. It's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. Today we're talking with Dr. Christopher Duma. He is the medical director of Hoag's Brain Tumor Program. An incredible opportunity to ask your questions to one of the finest medical minds in the country. And for more info, you can also visit hoaghospital.com and listen to the podcast of this show. And, of course, tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital Radio. Please stay with us. There's much, much more to come.